Signal.
There you are.
Yes, I am. And thank you. Yep.
The situation here is as follows. We have just spoke to me, right? Spoke to him.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bosch is at his house.
And Munoz's house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She came to say that this looked very desperate, but that she was willing, if it was desirable, to have her husband, to persuade her husband to go himself to the Dominican Republic to effect the negotiations with Mr. MacGeorge Bundy personally.
Mm-hmm.
On the spot.
Mm-hmm.
This does not commit Mr. Bosch himself, but this is his wife saying, would this be acceptable? Under the understanding that he is not to be president, but that he wants to help his avoiding further bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, which is not a firm offer, because as I say, it depends on whether A, it's agreeable to you, B, whether the joint efforts of the light brigade here can effect that decision, for the light brigade being driven by his wife and Josh, who commits himself is agreeable to you and Al to do the job of persuasion. B, for God's sake, not to take this result ultimatum as such. This is hoped by Mr. Benitez. But these are ways of talking, and if they have been misunderstood, or if such words have been uttered, they are withdrawn, and let us keep on talking. See, for Mr. Bundy to please stay and don't give up this thing in irritation and mortification. Let me see if there is a fourth or fifth. In any case, Munoz is trying to communicate with Camaño now to try and get him to have some sense about it on his own strength. And I once more offer to Mr. Bundy, if you support to him, my services at the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jaime, I deeply appreciate what you're saying and what you've done. I don't think it will wash without a withdrawal of the ultimatum or whatever it is.
Who do you want to do the withdrawal?
I know. The guy that communicated at Guzman.
Oh.
Huh?
Sure, there is no problem on his withdrawing it.
Why the hell didn't he call Bundy and tell him?
All right.
That's all that's needed, I think.
To know up there what, how does one communicate with Guzman, do you know his number?
I haven't any idea, no, sir. But what you can do or Bosch can do it if he wants to, is to call the American Embassy. You can do it and he can talk if you get Bundy.
But the American Embassy, you can't get at the American Embassy. That's an impossible telephone situation.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I have it, the number here of the American Embassy. Do you have it with you?
No, I don't. I never have had it.
Well, all right, I have it. I have it somewhere here, and try to communicate with Mac and tell him these things. Don't you have ways of communicating with him?
Sure.
Okay.
But when, you know, it just wouldn't wash. You know, emotions get to be on both sides.
Yeah,
particularly when men are working under such terrific stress.
Yeah.
And it's
right.
I'm happy, but
do you think it would be better for me to try and communicate with this man and then have him directly call my body and say, look,
yeah, yes, that would be better.
I didn't mean to be offensive. And he can do it in Spanish, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the last thing. Now, regardless of this, which we will try to effect, extend your perimeter and make sure that this carnage does not continue.
I mean, you know how deeply I agree with you about that. The point is that we have a very, very difficult time over there with the other side of this thing.
Which is your side? The indoor side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, then things like this happen, and it, I can't tell you how deeply it shatters the confidence of good, fine, well-intentioned people in the whole arrangement.
How deeply it shatters what?
How deeply it shatters the confidence of the good, fine, and decent, and sincere people in the whole arrangement.
I know, but
that's what happened here. I mean, see, I think you're very likely to find now that there's a hell of a rebuilding job to be done. And all in the course of a few hours.
All right. Then, what about the first suggestion?
You see, this isn't just emotion, because after all, any kind of arrangement is, to some extent, based upon the one's appraisal.
Yeah.
The character and good faith and ability to perform with the other person.
Yeah.
And this thing just knocked the pops out of people of really fine purpose and intent.
That's okay. But
Mac,
you can't act like a child.
No, it's not.
This is a cosmic situation.
I know that, but it's not as simple as that. You see, what happens is that if Mike's going to, if the deal's going ahead on Mike's recommendation, it's a hell of a responsibility for him.
I know. But we are all powered next, and so is the United States, and so is poor people in the Dominican Republic. We all want to get out of this beastly mess.
Yeah.
And the only person who can effect it is Mike himself.
Yeah.
And if he comes back now, he'll have to spend many more days working on it from Washington.
I tell you what I can do, if you think you're going to be able to get Guzman within the next few hours.
Yeah.
To call Bundy and say we withdraw our proposal or whatever it was with respect to this whatever the hell you call it, ceasefire or whatever. You see?
Yeah.
Is that what he's going to do?
Well, he would say, look, I hope to have you do something about this, but I am not asking, I am not making this the sine qua non of conversations. I appreciate your difficulties, but please appreciate ours.
They say, please do what you can, but
and please do what you can.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I will, will undertake to try to reach him, Mac, and tell Mac about this conversation.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe important to do that.
You don't think that the matter of Polish should be pursued any further?
No, I will tell him about it, but you know, it'd be all wrong to do it right now, because I don't believe anybody would talk to him, not because it's him, but because I just don't think they're talking until this is cleaned up.
You see? Okay, let me try and get with mine then.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
No.
What I'm saying is that I don't believe anybody is going to talk substance until this particular matter is cleaned up.
This matter of the...
Of the ultimatum.
Or this matter of the ceasefire.
The matter of the ultimatum.
Well, yeah. Well, there was never an ultimatum.
Well, whatever the hell you want to call it, the statement that they're not going to discuss anything about a permanent peace until we get off our tail and have a ceasefire. I mean, there just aren't going to be any discussions. And I sure would hate to see Mr. JB go over there, and in those circumstances, I think that'd be very bad.
Yeah. All right. Then I think I will manage to get direct communication to my friend, Mr. Guzman.
Yep.
If I can manage to find him someplace, you don't happen to know where.
I haven't the vaguest idea.
Okay.
And not the remotest idea.
All right, I'll try and get it myself.
Okay, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, Jaime. Bye.